bay owner unloaded, and then we took on a load of oil and diesel and gasoline and went to the Azores Island and unloaded it. Came back to New York and got another load and went to taking it to Londonderry, Ireland. We got almost to Ireland, and the captain and I went on watch at 12 o'clock. The captain had maps all over the wall and on the floor, and he said, called me Kansas, he said, "Kansas, we are about to pass over where the HMS Hood is sunk." You know about it?
No.
There's a big British battleship, the world-renowned battleship, unsinkable. Mm. But when the Bismarck came out of the Straits or east of, on the English Channel, they had it and the Bismarck. Bismarck and the Hood had a battle, and the Hood got sunk. The Bismarck sunk it. Mm-hmm. And we took 2 minutes of silence as we passed over. We went right over it, according to the maps. And there was a kind of a thing, you know, you think about. And about 3 months later, we made several trips back and forth to England with fuel to Scotland. And we took a load on the south side of England, the British Isles, to Southampton, England. Uh-huh. And the captain came in the bridge while I was on the wheel, and he said, "Kansas, we are just about to cross where the Bismarck is sunk. And as far as we know, only people that ever crossed where the Hood was sunk and the Bismarck both."
Yeah.
And that was one thing. And
did you have a moment of silence there for the Bismarck or no?
Well, it was an oddity.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing exciting or nothing, but
yeah,
very few people probably had ever done that.
Right, yep.
And then it started, we said,